the committee wanted to really express its deep concern about major development projects which have been planned since quite a number of years now, for which no decision has been taken to either to stop the project or to decrease the height of the buildings which are planned. So it's not a new subject, so it's not really a surprise for the committee members, because this has been going on since quite a decade now, and there was no strong sign from the state party, from the view of the committee members, to really address this potential threat to the World Heritage property, and also to implement its previous decision to review those planning, those projects.
Can you just remind us what some of these properties are that the UNESCO is trying to protect?
The historic center of Vienna is a very ancient city which has developed since the early medieval ages, and it was recognized also as a city, a medieval age city, then baroque cities, and also a city emblematic for the development of music in Europe.
Inscribing the historic center of Vienna in the World Heritage in danger, do you think it will become a deterrent in the future? Do you think it will stop any future buildings or constructions in that historic center?
This it's what we hope, as the committee hopes, and certainly it's the state party, Austria, has been requested to put into place a number of measures to try to prevent those development projects. So yes, there are still the hope, the strong hope of the committee member that it will have an effect and Austria will implement those measures.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
Yes, perhaps to say that to be on the list of World Heritage in danger is not a punishment. It's a sign that is given by the committee to help the state party, that is Austria, to be stronger in implementing the decision of the committee to respect the convention, the 1972 convention, to respect the authenticity and the integrity of the property which has been inscribed. It's a mechanism which, in one word, is a help to the state party.